You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we've talked a lot in the past about the barriers faced by blind and partially sighted people when it comes to casting their vote in a way that's accessible to them. A new consultation by the Electoral Commission is looking to produce guidance for returning officers on support for disabled people to vote independently and, crucially, in secret. I'm joined now by Amy Craddock, Policy Officer for RNIB. Amy, thanks for speaking to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the work that RNIB has been doing around accessible voting?
Yeah, of course. So we've been reporting on blind and partially sighted people's voting experiences since 2015. And we've consistently heard that voting is not accessible for blind and partially sighted people. So we've been campaigning for change for a number of years now. And last year was a really significant year for accessible voting as the government made changes to the law around how support at polling stations is delivered. So previously, there was a requirement for all polling stations to have a tactile voting device, which is a template that fits over the ballot paper and can help someone navigate where the boxes are, provided that it's put on correctly. But what it didn't do is tell you what each box corresponds to. So in reality, the majority of blind and partially sighted people actually had to share their vote, meaning that they did not have an independent or secret vote. So now, following the introduction of the Elections Act, the law has now changed, and it's actually up to individual returning officers who are in charge of overseeing local elections to decide what equipment is reasonable to provide to enable an independent and secret vote. So through our Blind Voters Count campaign and the tireless work of, you know, Lord Holmes and many others, the right to an independent and secret vote is still enshrined in the law. And the Electoral Commission has new responsibilities to write guidance for returning officers on what support they should make available and what are the barriers that disabled people face at the polling station.
And why is the work of the Electoral Commission and then the guidance that they create so important?
So it's really important because for returning officers to know about what equipment to provide at polling stations, they are relying on this guidance and this guidance being robust. So returning officers aren't necessarily going to be accessibility experts. So we need the Electoral Commission's guidance telling returning officers, you know, how to support disabled people to be really kind of comprehensive and really kind of outline what the barriers are and what returning officers can do to facilitate an independent and secret vote.
In the work that you've been doing on this, what sort of experiences have you heard about from RNIB customers? Do they feel enough is being done to support them when they head to the polls?
So time and time again, we've heard about the humiliation people experience at the polling station, where polling station staff just don't know what to do or how to support them. And we've heard about how stressful and unpleasant that is for blind and partially sighted people. I think one of the examples that has really stuck with me is someone had to say their vote out loud for the polling station staff member to make the mark, and someone waiting to vote audibly sighed. And I think that example just really illustrates that there needs to be a fairer system that allows blind and partially sighted people to be able to vote independently and in secret like everybody else.
And how can listeners read the full consultation from the Electoral Commission? And then is there an opportunity for them to give feedback as well?
Yes. So the full consultation is available online on the Electoral Commission's website. But there is also a phone number where people can get in touch if they are having any difficulties accessing the draft guidance or if they would like to share their views. The consultation is running till the 16th of January.
Well, as you say, RNIB has been campaigning on the issue of accessible voting for a long time now, unfortunately without a lot of progress. What do you think it'll take to make a significant breakthrough in the future?
So I really don't think it's impossible to make voting accessible for blind and partially sighted people. Other countries have far more accessible voting systems than the system that we have here. And there are also new technologies that could enable someone to review and mark the ballot paper independently. I think blind and partially sighted people have to navigate so many inequalities, you know, in the world that we live in, but this particular issue is fixable. And absolutely needs to be fixed. It's a democratic right to be able to vote in secret and privately. So we are really kind of like calling for this to change. But for this to happen, everybody needs to play their part. And this is why we're calling on the Electoral Commission to, you know, rethink its guidance to ensure that the barriers that blind and partially sighted people experience at the polling station are reflected in their guidance, and also that it's really clearly outlined to returning officers like what support that they can provide to facilitate that independent and secret vote.
Well, Amy Craddock, Policy Officer for RNIB, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.